It's pretty rare when you'll hear me talk about the emotional side of being an entrepreneur. And yes, it can definitely be emotional. Lots of things swirling around through your head. And no, you're not crazy for thinking them. But I'm usually not very talkative about the subject because I don't really put a whole heck of a lot of stock in the woo-woo or the spiritual side of following your dreams and being a quote-unquote overnight success. But I did have a really great conversation with Melissa Lyons, who is a life coach and an author, and she has helped change the lives of thousands of people through her coaching. And today I talked to Melissa a little bit more about what it means to surrender in your business instead of trying to keep that tight grip control over all things in your life and business. I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate with Melissa, and she so graciously countered all of my arguments like a life coach ninja. So I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and I hope you take away some valuable pieces of info.
You're listening to the Side Gig Central podcast, where we truly believe that your side gig has the power to change your life. My name is Elena Ciccatelli, and I'm a small business owner and side gig hustler just like you. I'm so excited to help you redefine what success looks like in today's gig economy. Listen in on honest conversations that I have with the experts and from hardworking side gig entrepreneurs just like you who are killing it with their side hustle. Learn the best strategies, tips, and tricks that have helped others pave their own way and craft their dream side gig. So if you're ready to get started, up your game, and do the work, you're definitely in the right place. Let's get started.
Melissa, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Elena. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Of course. Well, I'm very intrigued by your story, and I loved our conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago. So tell the listeners more about yourself. Tell me about your career path and how you got to where you are today.
Well, the quick answer is it was not a straight path, which is, I think, true for a lot of us. I went through that sort of normalized path that people do. I went to high school, and then I did an undergrad, then I did a master's because I wanted to get that job that would give me the piece of paper to help me get the job that made me the most money. And then I started out in banking, and during that time I got married, and then sometime in that first couple of years, in my first job that was like this huge catch for me, I found myself really unhappy and really like a fish out of water. I was giving loans to businesses, and I found myself always wanting to be on the other side of the table or the other side of the desk, the person asking for the money, not the person giving the money. So that was my first hint that I wasn't really on the right path. And so with the support of my husband Ben and our very new marriage, I quit this great job and I started a little business. It was a fundraising business for nonprofits. And about 6 months into that, I ran out of money. And so I found myself sort of gathering up my pieces, and I waitressed for a couple of years trying to get back into the corporate world. It took me probably more than 100 resumes and many interviews, and I found myself in pharmaceuticals. So that was my next thing. And in the middle of that time, I had two children and picked up a mortgage along the way. So I was doing that thing that you're supposed to do, get a good job, get married, buy a house, have a mortgage, have your kids. And I did that for 11 years, and I did a lot of different roles. I've had a lot of different roles within that company, inside into the business side of things and outside in sales. And again, I still found myself like I had everything that I thought I wanted, but I seemed to be missing something that I could never explain. So when my kids were maybe 6 and 8 or so, I decided I'd do a small side part-time business and get rid of my job. And I started a small salon spa in my house, which is completely out of the normal for me because I'd never even had a manicure or pedicure before, if you can believe it, at that time in my life. And so then I thought I would spend more time with my kids and just work part-time. And within a year, I was renting space from somebody else, and I had 3 staff and quite a heavy overhead of equipment that I'd purchased. And within 2 years, I had a standalone building And 11 years after that, I ended up selling that business, which was in 2014. And it was quite an enterprise, and it was really a success in all ways. And again, about a few weeks after selling it, my husband looked at me and said to me, "Are you ever going to be happy with anything you do?" So, you know, it's that thing, I think, those of us who feel like we're getting what we want, but not necessarily wanting what we get, the message is you're probably just not on the right path.
Yeah, Melissa, that was so well said and is really well illustrated in all of the things that you've done in your career. And that's why I think, well, bring us to what you're doing today and the book that you wrote.
Okay, so after my husband asked me that really tell-all question, are you ever going to be happy? My answer was, I don't know. I really realized that, well, at that point, my kids were in their late teens, early 20s. And I thought, if I don't think that I'm important enough to figure out what I was sent on this earth to do enough to make me feel fulfilled professionally, then what message am I sending my girls that they're not worthy of doing what makes them come alive and feel like they're connected to a higher sense of purpose? So I decided to take a 3-month sabbatical. And I had enough money from selling my business that I could just do that. And I was given this gift of, I didn't have to do anything, but I wanted to journal, meditate, read, write, like all these things. And so that's what I set out to do. And within the first week, I felt so guilty and so horrible that I wasn't like taking care of my family or doing something productive or earning a living. And so the first 3 months was really me learning how to sort of the first stages of surrendering, and really that was only like baby steps to that surrendering process. Because after that 3 months, I felt pretty great in terms of I'd gotten into a rhythm, but I had this MBA kind of mindset that after 3 months, with my goals, I would know exactly what my purpose was and what I would need to do, and it would all be clear to me. And, you know, the harder I tried, the farther away it sort of left me, you know? It's like dancing in quicksand. It's not a good idea, right? You have to get still.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about before, like, the best way to describe how I felt at the end of those 3 months, you know, after all this time, I was pissed off because I was not where I wanted to be. And I thought I did everything I was supposed to do and I'm not here and this doesn't make sense. And you know, and it's like trying to squeeze a handful of water. If you just hold that water, it stays in your hands. But if you try to squeeze it, you get, the more you squeeze it, the less you get. And that's what I was doing with my life. I was squeezing it to get exactly what I wanted and then being left with less than what I started with. Really, that's the best way to describe it.
I love that analogy so much. I know we had talked about that a couple of weeks ago and I'm like, yes, that's it. Ooh, definitely. We need to talk about this on the episode. And I think also too, just for a driven individual, you know, the listeners of the show, they're ambitious. They have drive. They want to follow their dreams. They want to have a sustainable business. They want to quote unquote have it all. But I think when you break it down kind of the way that you did and you're like, I was so pissed. Like yes. I can relate to that because it's like, yeah, I'm like you said, I'm doing all the things quote unquote right. But let's that kind of segues us nicely into the next kind of part of our conversation, which is being able to surrender. Now, me being a little bit on the cynical side, the very like pragmatic, realistic, like I don't have time for just these woo-woo ideas in my life. So what are some things that you would say to a person like me who is like, I don't know if I'm really sold on that idea?
Well, the first thing that I've learned is if I try to sell you on it, you're never going to buy it. You have to be really in the market to want to buy it. So the surrender, and I wasn't. I wanted just to get it and get it as fast and as quickly as I could. So what I really learned from that is that if you really wanted to have, like, let's say a blue ball, I'm going to really like make this simple, and you went everywhere to get a blue ball and you got your blue ball, but but there was actually a pink ball that was meant for you. And inside that pink ball had, like, I don't know, a special key to a treasure. Like, sometimes what is meant for you is just sitting there waiting for you. And it's like, here I am, Lena, here I am, I'm waiting for you. And you're like, yeah, maybe you are, but I want that one because I decided I wanted that one. So I'm going to go for that one. And when you do that, you miss all the signs. And now I know signs might be woo-woo, but they are there. I can tell you, they're all around us. There's signs where you're late for something, or something doesn't work out, or your internet doesn't work, or something crashes, where it's meant to be that way. And if we could just settle into that moment and be present and look at what's coming at us, you might find out that pink ball that you were going to walk by because the blue ball was in your sight was really had everything that you really needed for the next, I don't know, day, week, month, year. Does that help a little bit? Like, when you don't surrender, you're going to miss what's right in front of you.
Oh, absolutely. That last part that you just said, if you don't surrender, then you're going to miss what's right in front of you. And I think a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this a lot, I am so focused on some short-term goals or a short-term win or a thing that I think is really super urgent in the moment that absolutely needs to get done, but maybe in the grand scheme of things isn't really that important. And I think, again, I'm guilty of this getting very pigeonholed into what's actually important. And now that we're in this crazy mixed up COVID world, and we're all forced to kind of grapple with what really is important and what are some things that are going to bring me fulfillment and help me make an impact. And what you're saying is just, oh, it's coming at such a good time, Melissa. I think other listeners can relate to that as well. So another question I have for you, talking about just our emotional guidance system. I know you have a lot of really good tips on this. So just talk a little bit more about what that is and how it relates to our true state of being and how we can access creativity. Because I know as, you know, small business owners and professionals and entrepreneurs, being creative is very important. So walk us through that.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, you said a second ago, I should have written down what you just said. It was about knowing what you want. Sometimes, let me just go back for a second. I didn't know what I want. When my husband said, are you ever going to be happy? I didn't know what I wanted anymore. I didn't know what would make me happy. And I also didn't really know who I was. When you take away that my title as a business owner or a mother or a wife or a sister or a friend or a daughter, like, who was I? And I really lost track of that. And the emotional guidance system is the best way for you to know if you're on track or not. It's literally like your own GPS. And I know that's like, I don't know if it's metaphorical. I'm not sure the right way to say it, but like, it's just so simple. If you, and I say this to the kids and it works for adults, and I said this to you too, when you feel yucky, you are so lucky because it's your emotional guidance system telling you that you are not aligned. So if you're feeling yucky in anything you're doing or who you're with or whatever you're doing, something in you is telling you that you're either not in the right place or not in the right mindset, and you need to readjust your mindset to get present to figure out what is going to take you where you need to be, like where you're meant to be, not where you're supposed to be, where you're meant to be.
Oh, I love that. Now, to play devil's advocate, what if I'm like, but what I'm doing right now pays the bills and what I'm doing right now makes me feel icky, but I got all these things I got to pay for and I'm the breadwinner of the household and I have all these responsibilities. I don't have the luxury of getting my emotional guidance in check.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a pretty easy answer, not easy to implement, but the answer itself is easy. And we talk about it all the time, right? We had to get present. You got to get present. Everyone says it. So what does getting present mean? It means finding peace with where you are, with what's around you in the moment you're in. And when you find peace, you become whole. And once you're whole, your perspective changes. And it's kind of like, you know, all the pieces are moving at once. But so that person who's in that spot needs to somehow find out a way to, within where they are, to see the value, to become grateful, but more than see gratitude, actually be grateful for what you're in. Because then all of a sudden you see things differently and new opportunities come to you, your relationships change. Like, all these things start to happen when you see things through different eyes and a different perspective. And you're exactly where you were, but you're entirely different in how you view it.
Oh,
and
so
then
good.
You can start to make your plan. Like, you know, if you've got a car and you're here and you want to go there, and you've got like a couple of your wheels of your car already there because you don't want to be here so badly. Like, your whole car, your whole car has to be here if you want to drive there. Half of you can't already be where you want to be. You've got to be where you are and be good with it. Then you're going to have the tools to get where you want to be or where you're called to be. But if you don't get fully there, you're not going to get out.
Oh, Melissa. Yes, I love what you just said. Just to bring us full circle, what are you doing today to help entrepreneurs and small business owners? And tell us about your book.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I just want to tell you, you are doing it right, I think, Elena. Like, you're finding your presence and you're still doing what you were doing and you're exploring what's calling you. Like, kudos to you. And you're a perfect example of someone making it work. So I just want to say that before moving forward, because
I think, and
I'm sure that's why your listeners are here and following you, because you're leading by example, and that's the best way we can do it. So my book, after my three months, in that moment, I was so angry. It actually turned into like a 30-month, almost radical sabbatical, where I just did certain like little jobs and little projects here and there to make money, but didn't commit to anything until I got that the calling kind of thing. And pretty much 30 months after this began, I was sitting randomly journaling. And journaling, I think, is one of the most important things that we can do every single day. Minimum 5 minutes, best minimum 10, but at least 5 of just quiet time, and then grab a pen and paper and just write whatever comes to you, whether it's guided or just like, however you do it. And I work with people. So you asked what I do. So I work with people on this as well, guiding you through the process. But that's what I did. So a therapeutic, like, I wrote, I did different things. And one day I found the story, I Will Always Love You, completely written in my journal. And I had written it one morning, like having a cup of tea and a chocolate banana crepe. And I don't know to this day exactly how it got into my journal. But that was my first book that I wrote. And that book has changed thousands of lives in so many ways.
You guys need to go pick up a copy of this book. Is it on Amazon, Melissa?
It is, yeah.
Good.
It's called, yeah, and it's got Law of Attraction intertwined with hope and love, but it really is about grief and loss. And and the most important thing, especially with what we're talking about here, sometimes in order to become who we're meant to be, we need to leave who we were behind. Mm. And it's almost like you grieve the person that you become, that you've built up, that you've done all this work on, and then all of a sudden to find out that you actually want to step into this person who you were meant to be. And it really speaks to that. And it also speaks to the loss of life as well, and the loss of a marriage, loss of a job. It helps people move into that person that they were called to be.
Amazing. Guys, go and check out Melissa's book. Please, please, please. It's called I Will Always Love You. And also, it's going to be in the show notes, so you guys can go and check that out. Melissa, thank you so much for your time today. I know we had kind of put this on the books for a while, and I'm so glad we're finally getting this episode done today. So I thank you, and I am so excited to see what else you do.
Thank you. It's been great speaking with you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Side Gig Central podcast. You can dive into the show notes for this episode and for all past episodes at sidegigcentral.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon. And by the way, keep up that side hustle, because it looks good on you.